Today's Shi'ez Masechta Menachos Staff Hey. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Hey Amen Aleph on the top line Meisvei. In our previous Shi'ez, we had learned the opinion of Rav. The Rav had told us that a Asher Metzora that was brought Shaloi Lashma, the carbon is entirely possible. Ask the Gemara, it says in a Braisa, Asher Metzora Shanishchet Shaloi Lashma, if the Asher Metzora was brought Shaloi Lashma, so as we discussed, the blood of the Metzora has to be put on the right toe and the right finger and the right toe and the thumb of the right thumb of the Metzora. This carbon should be treated like a regular Asher Metzora. It should be brought on the Mizbeach, on the Sochim, and requires nesachim, as is the halacha for all carbon asham. However, because it was brought shalai l'shma, the halacha is v'tzarach ashamach lach shiroi, we're going to have to bring another carbon asham. The Sfasemis points out that the Gemara's question is strictly from the case of an asham that was brought shalai l'shma, but an asham that what blood was not put on the behindness, the Asham whose blood was not put on the behindness of a Metzora. So according to Rav, even that is even more disqualified. Says the Gemara, that is not what the Gemara says, the Shasem, that's not what the Gemara is focusing on, because in that carbon, since it was done totally improperly, we understand why it would be not usable. But here it says Asham Shalai Lashmas Kosher, El Shalai Allah Balam Shem Chayva. And the Gemara's question is, how does that reconcile with the opinion of Rav? And indeed, says the Gemara, because of this question, to Yufta the Rav, that is indeed a question. Rav's opinion is refuted based on this Braisa. All the Rishonim point out, Taisus and many Rishonim point out, that the Gemara could have actually have said that Rav Tanahu Palud, that even though this Braisa clearly is not consistent with the opinion of Rav, Rav being a Tana has a right to argue, but the Gemara, for whatever reason, did not choose to give this Teretz points out Taisus. Says the Gemara further, Rav Shimon Lakish Amar, whereas in the opinion of Rav Lakish is, Mechas Aymer Shekam Tzishloi Lishma, or Kemechas Aymer, the kmitza was done shalai l'shma sheira. The halacha is that you don't get credit le'olul balam shem chayva, as we've learned so many times. But even though you don't get credit, the halacha is it's kosher. Furthermore, v'shira en echalim. Normally, when we have a korban mincha, we know of course the halacha is that the shirayim of the korban mincha are eaten by the kahanim. Here, the halacha will not be ne'echal ad until we bring a mincha acheres v'yatarena, until we bring another carbon mincha. And the reason to understand this Gemara is because we know that the carbon mincha sa'omer, which is brought on the second day of Pesach, the purpose of that carbon is to be able that the purpose of that carbon. Is that the person should be able to eat, is for the person to be able to eat chadosh, and until the new tefuah is brought, one cannot eat without the mincha sa'omer being brought. So here, since the first carbon mincha was not brought properly, it won't allow us to be able to eat from that carbon, which is from the chadosh, which is from the new grain, new barley, to be exact, which we can't eat until the carbon mincha is brought properly. Ask the Gemara, Mikrav Hechi Karva, we're saying that you can't eat from that carbon mincha, but it's kosher carbon mincha. But we just said that this carbon mincha is coming from the chadash. This carbon mincha is coming from the new grain, and which cannot be eaten, as we keep on discussing, until the carbon is properly brought, because that's what makes the chadash mutter. That is a pasuk in Yecheskel, which introduces a very important concept in halacha. The pasuk says in Yecheskel, "V'se'achin min atzoyim min amasayim v'mashki Yisrael l'mincha l'oyla l'shlamim l'chapa aleihem nu'am Hashem alakim." And from here we learn the concept of a mashki Yisrael, that the only thing that could be used for carbon is something that we may eat. This carbon we're not allowed to eat. So if that's the case, min amutal Yisrael, so how could this carbon be considered a valid carbon if it's not the mashki Yisrael? And of course, Rashi and Yecheskel right away points out the halach mashki Yisrael, even though the pasuk speaks about mashka drinking, the pasuk doesn't specifically mean drinking. The pasuk means any consumption. You can't bring a carbon from anything that we may not consume. So if that's the case, the Rishonim ask a question. We're speaking here in our Gemara about a situation where the carbon was not brought properly. That means if the carbon were brought properly, it would be able to be used as a carbon. It would be a valid carbon. But the question is, why would it be considered a valid carbon? When we're bringing it as a carbon, if we're learning now that it's not able to be eaten until the carbon is properly bought, so the carbon is not being brought from something that we're allowed to eat. So the Rashba answers, there's a concept of Hakravosai v'heteroi boim kachas. The bringing of the carbon and the eating of the chadash come simultaneously. So since they come at the same time, that's why the problem of Mashki Yisrael, if the carbon was brought properly, doesn't exist. The Rishonim, some Rishonim ask that this question, this answer that the Rashba gives, is not such an understandable answer. And the reason it's not such an understandable answer is because at what point does the Chadash become mutter? The Chadash becomes mutter only when we do the Akhtara, when we do the burning of the Koimitz. But till then, it wasn't Mashki Yisrael, when we did the rest of the Avodas of the carbon. So some suggest, a simple teretz, that mitzvasa bekach, that that's the way the Torah told us to bring the carbon. And since the Torah told us the din of carbon, that's why doing it, even though we have this question, is not such a problem. However, that's only when the carbon is being brought properly. But when it's not being brought properly, like in our Gemara, so the question is, how could that carbon be used? Why is this not a violation of the halacha? Why is this not a halacha of Mashki Yisrael? Here, as we just said, the Gemara introduced the famous concept, which we're going to have many times, of Mashki Yisrael, that only what we may eat can we bring as a carbon. But there's the many achroinim, the stipler here in our Gemara and other achroinim, try to understand what is the concept behind Mashki Yisrael. One is a simple way of understanding. One should not put on the Mizbeach something that he himself can't eat. Another way of explaining it is that whatever makes this food not kosher, and because this food is not kosher, we may not eat it. That is the same reason that this food cannot be used as a carbon. What would be the nafkamina? So the nafkamina would be by yayin, which is truma. So if yayin that's truma, of course only kahanim, wine that's truma, only kahanim can drink that wine. Is it considered mashki Yisrael? Kahanim can have it, Yisraelim cannot. According to Rashi says it should not be brought on the Mizbeach, even though Kahanim could have it, but we all of Klai Yisrael cannot have it. And presumably what Rashi means to say is that something that every Yisrael can't eat, is not considered Mashki Yisrael. What do I mean? The way we explained a moment ago, that the Sefer Michas Avram says this. According to Rashi, presumably the explanation is that if I can't consume something, I should not bring it on the carpet, on the Mizbeach. And I, who am not a Kohen, should not be able, therefore, to bring the Sochem from wine that I can't consume. But Tosfos says that we can bring that type of food as a carbon, as nesachim. Why? Because Tosfos says, presumably like the second pshat in what we explain Mashke Yisrael, that the definition of Mashke Yisrael is that whatever makes this usur to us makes it usur to the Mizbeach. But it's not usur to everybody, because Kohanim may have it. And that's why the halacha very well may be that there is no problem Mashke Yisrael, as we said, in Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, that might be connected to this question. Another question would come up. We know that the halacha is that that something that's megula, something that's left uncovered, the halacha is may not consume. And the question is, if something that was left megula, would that be which we're not allowed to drink, is that considered a violation of Mimashke Yisrael? Again, if the reason is that it's something that I myself, that Yisrael wouldn't have, so that I can't give it to the Mizbeach either, so I wouldn't drink something that was left open in those times specifically. If, however, it's because of what caused whatever should be usur, whatever the reason for making it usur that gives it an isser applies to here it wouldn't be the same, because the Mashke Yisrael is that it's not a halachic reason that it may not be eaten. Another point I saw that the Mefarshim make in understanding this question, the halacha is that Noach, we find that Noach already brought a karbonis. But in the time of Noach, that they weren't allowed to eat animals. So until that time, how could they bring a carbon from an animal that they weren't allowed to eat? So the Oynig Yontov discusses this, and the Oynig Yontov says that's not considered a violation of Mashke Yisrael, because since that food will ultimately be food that we're allowed to consume, that prevents it from being a concern of Mashke Yisrael. The Sefer Paradis Yosef has a different way of explaining why it's not a problem of Mashke Yisrael, because the Paradis Yosef says that the Halacha Mashke Yisrael was only said to Yisrael, to people, to Klal Yisrael. But this is not a carbon that is a problem that we're talking about Noach. In the time of Noach, there is no problem. This question is also related to a very famous machlokes of the Rambam and the Ravid. When we speak about the various ingredients that were used for the Shemana Mishcha, the Tayag Deutsche says, Besamim Roish Mor Dror Chamesh Meya. Similarly, when the Torah speaks about the Ktiris, one of the ingredients of the Ktiris is Mor Uktsia. And the question is exactly what is Mor? So the Rambam in Hilchos Kli Mikdash, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, says, Hamor, reading the words of the Rambam, Hamor, Hadam Hatzoro, Hatzoror, Bechayish, Behoidu, Hoidu Alakol. There's a certain type of animal that is found in India. The blood of that animal, Shemispasma B'nei Adam Kamakim. And that, the blood of that animal is used as a perfume. The name of this animal is called the musk. The Ramban disagrees. The Rambam says that it's a different animal, and he says that it's blood that is stored in the stomach of an animal, and he says that when the animal goes out in a very hot day, the animal swells up and causes the blood to come out of this animal. So, in fact, the Ramban says, as we read a moment ago, the reason the mor, when Torah speaks about it by the Shemana Mishka, is called mor deror. What's pshat mor deror? Because this was a very expensive, hard to come by ingredient. There was very often falsified. People would make an imitation of it. So the Torah tells us to take deror, mor deror. We should know it's pure mor, real mor. Derived. disagrees harshly with the Rambam. And the Rambam says, "Ein dati mekabelus shiyichnasu b'masa hakodesh." I don't accept that in making the Shemana Mishka, making the Torahs, they should bring dam shum chai ba'alma, blood of any animal. And the Rambam continues, "Kolshkein dam chai tmeya." Certainly, the blood of a not kosher animal. And the Chasam Sofer and the Shalos Hatshuvos Or Chaim Siman Lametes says, what is the basis of the opinion of the Ravid? Because our Gemara just said, Mimashki Yisrael, Mimuta Yisrael. And the Mashki Yisrael has all the, this more has all the problems. It comes from a non-kosher animal, A, and B, it's dam. So it has all these issues. How can we use something that we just learned as not Mashki Yisrael, as a carbon? So there are many approaches to understand the Rambam's opinion. Some, the Ratva suggests that the Rambam actually held that this mor comes from a kosher animal. Second of all, the reason that he says that the mor is not a problem, because it's not the actual blood, and it's just a secretion from the animal, which is not actual blood, and that's why it's not a problem with dam. So we solved all the issues. We solved the issue that it's not non-kosher, that it's a non-kosher animal, and we also solved the issue that it's dam. However, the Rabbeinu Yonah says a very interesting approach. The Rabbeinu Yonah's approach is that even though it starts off as dam, what ultimately happens with this is that it gets transformed from dam into musk. And this transformation makes it that it should not be considered, that transformation prevents it from being considered anymore non-kosher. In other words, the Rabbeinu Yonah, in explaining the opinion of the Rambam, is saying that when an ingredient that comes out of a non-kosher animal undergoes such a significant chemical change, it may not be considered the same as it was originally. The other question that we need to understand is that whenever we daven musaf on Shabbos or Yontif, in the musaf, we mention the musaf that's brought on that day, on Shabbos, the musaf Shabbos, on Yontif, the musaf Yontif. So if we're learning here that on the second day of Pesach, they brought a special carbon minchas ha'omer, and as we're learning, and we're going to continue learning, that was the carbon that, based on that carbon, they were allowed to eat the chadash. So why is the halacha that we don't mention that? Why do we mention that in the carbon, in davening musaf on the second day? And in fact, the Birkei Yosef does quote an opinion that they did say musfei as karim minchas ha'omer, but we know that's not our minig. And the question is even more so. We know that on Pesach, we only say halal on the first day of Yontif. The reason we don't say the whole halal on the other days of Pesach is because there's nothing new in the Kabbonis. But here, we have something new in the carbon on the second day Yontif, the Michas Haimer. And since we should say it, why don't we mention it in the Musaf? And why isn't it not a good enough reason to say Halal HaGadol on the second day of Yontif? So many in the Mefarshim suggest, when do we say Halal because of a new carbon? When do we mention the carbon in the Musaf? When it's connected to the Yontif. Our Gemara is teaching us that it's not, we're learning here that it's not really connected to the Gemara. Our Gemara, to the Yontif, it's connected to the Chadosh. And since it's connected to the Chadosh, that's why it's not considered a carbon of the Yontif, that it should bring the halach of saying halal or mentioning the carbon in the Shemoneh Esrei. Another reason is for the reason that the Gemara is going to mention right now. The one I was going to mention soon, and that is that Rish Lakish's opinion is that it's not the carbon that makes us be allowed to eat chadash. It's the yoim. the day that we allow us to eat chadash. If it's not specifically connected to the carbon, so now we can understand why it's not a reason to mention it in the Musaf. So again, the question is, if we have a carbon that was brought improperly, carbon mechas ha'ayim that was brought shalai l'shma, how could that, so the halacha says you have to bring another carbon, but then you could eat this carbon, and the question is why the carbon is not mashke Yisrael. And it says, the Gemara Amar of Adabar Hava, Kosovar Ish Lakish, Emechus was Malabai B'yoim. Since later on that day, we're going to be able to eat the Chadosh, after we're going to bring the carbon later, so therefore, it's not considered a problem of Mashke Yisrael. So again, there are two ways of understanding this Gemara. One way of learning it is that at the end of the day, we're going to bring another carbon. And once we're going to bring another carbon, we'll solve this problem. And since we'll solve the problem, Mashke Yisrael, by bringing the other carbon, there's no problem Mashke Yisrael, which is a sort of a difficult explanation. The reason why it's sort of a difficult explanation, because it doesn't change the fact that when this carbon was brought, it wasn't Mashke Yisrael. So if it wasn't Mashke Yisrael when this carbon was brought, why would it make a difference the later in the day it will be okay? Why should that make a difference? So therefore, I saw that the Rishonim say a very interesting pshat, that even if we hold, and as I said a moment ago, it's a big discussion, but even if we hold that you need the carbon to make the Chodesh Mutter, that's only to make it Mutter on the second day of Pesach, on Tes Zayin Nissen. But once the day of Tes Zayin Nissen passes, everybody will agree that at that point, you could eat the Chodesh. So that's pshat in the Gemara. Since today, as the day will go on, at a certain point, it will be permissible, the Chodesh will be permissible, not dependent on the bringing of a carbon, and at that point of the day, we'll be able to eat mashki, it will be able to eat the carbon. That's why it's not considered emechusus by biyoim. That's why it's not considered a problem as far as mashki Yisrael is concerned. Ask the Gemara Moser Rav Edebrei Rav Yitzchak. The Brisa says yesh ba'ofus shema menachas. The Brisa says there are certain halachas that apply to a carbon brought from a bird that don't apply to menachas. For yesh ba'menachas shema ba'ofus, and there are certain halachas that apply to birds that don't apply to menachas. It says the Gemara yesh ba'ofus shayfus ba'os nidvas shnayim. Two people together could bring a carbon from an oif. Mechusu kapurim, and the zav and a zava and a yaldadis and a mitzayra could all bring a carbon from an oif. Mechusu hutra meklali surim b'kaidish, that as we learned so many times from Sechta Zvachim, the way an oif, the way a bird is killed in the Beis HaMikdash when it's brought as a carbon is through Malika. Even though, of course, if we were to do Malika on a carbon, on an animal, on a bird, it would be an Avela. Mashen came in Menachas. All these halachas don't apply by Menacha. By Minchas, you can't bring a Mincha with a partner. The halacha is that these individuals who are Mechusri Kapara cannot fulfill their obligation with a carbon mincha. And there is no isser. There is no isser that normally would apply to us that applies to a carbon mincha. It continues the Braisa. On the other hand, yesh b'menachas, there are certain halachs that apply by carbon mincha that don't apply by eifus. Shemenachas tuna is kli. We have to put the parts of the carbon mincha in kli sharis. The carbon mincha requires tenufa. It should be waved. Hagosha, it should be brought to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. Yesh the Mitzibur B'yachad. There's a Michas O'Aymer that's brought by the Tzibur. Mashem Ke B'Oifus, all these halachas don't apply by Oifus. Vim Isa, if what Rish Lakish is saying is correct, that by a carbon Michas O'Aymer that was brought Shalai L'Shma, it's not allowed to be eaten until you bring another carbon mincha. So this statement that the Braisa made, the Hutra Mechlani Surim B'Kodesh, that by carbon oif, we find that something which is normally usher becomes mutter, would be also applicable by the Karban Mincha. My Nihu will say that a Mincha Sa'ayma that was brought Shalai Lishma, the halacha is that we're not allowed to eat from that Karban Mincha Sa'ayma because it's Chadash, but it can be brought as a carbon, even though it's not, it's still Chadash. But says the Gemara, now that we learn, Kivan Da'im Chusus Malabai B'yoyim, as soon as Tezai Nissan comes in the morning, we're allowed to eat the Chadash. So then the question that the entire shear has been brought, built on, falls away. Because now we're establishing the Lavi Surinu, that the Chadash, what was our problem that the Karban Mincha, that the Mincha Sa'ayim that we brought, and we didn't bring it properly, is also because of Chadash. It's not also because of Chadash, because as soon as the morning started, it became Mutter. Masa Rosheshes says the Gemara, it says in a Braisa. Here the Gemara speaks about how a carbon, what does a Metzayra do? So the Halacha is just to give word of introduction, that a Metzayra, after he becomes Tar, he has to bring an Eitz Eres, a tree, wood from an Eres tree, grass, Shni Talas, a red thread, and two birds. The Halacha is, then he's completely shaved from top to bottom. He counts 7 days, and then he completely shaves himself again. And then on the eighth day, he brings his kabbanis. The kabbanis that he must bring are Asham, Chattas, and Oila. First, he brings the carbon Asham, and the carbon Asham is accepted, the two kahanim involved with the carbon Asham. The one kayin is the one that does the kabbal sadam, like we have kabbal sadam by every carbon, and that dam is sprinkled on the mizbeach, and the other kohen gets some of the dam on his right hand and pours it onto his left hand, comes to the mitzvah, dips his finger into the left palm, the finger of the right hand into his left palm where he has this dam, and he puts it on the right ear of the mitzvah, the right thumb of the mitzvah, and the right toe of the mitzvah. And then they bring the chattas and oila of the mitzvah. The mitzvah also has to bring a loig shemen, a loig of oil. And after they put the dam on the mitzvah, the kohen takes this loig shemen and he pours it into his left palm. And again, he dips his right finger into his left palm, sprinkles from that oil 7 times towards the kachay kachim. And he takes some. He takes that oil and he puts it on the right ear, right toe, and right thumb of the mitzvah. And then the leftover oil he puts on the head of the mitzvah. And the rest of the oil he smears on the head of the mitzvah. And the rest of the oil is distributed amongst the kahanim. The halacha is that, says Nara Gemara, Higdim Matan Shemen Lamatan Dam. Master of Sheshes, what would be the halacha if the Kayin, instead of, as we just described extensively, instead of doing the Avodah of the Dam before the Avodah of the Shemen, he did it in reverse order. Higdim Matan Shemen Lamatan Dam. So what should he do? Yamalena Shemen. He should fill up Shemen, because he used up some of the shemen. And you always have to have a loig shemen. So he has to fill it up back to being a loig shemen. Yemelena shemen, v'yachse v'yitein shemen l'achem matan dam. And now put shemen on after the dam. Similarly, if he did the matan behinus of the shemen, l'matan sheva, as we said, you have to sprinkle from that oil 7 times towards the kachay kachim. If he did it in reverse order, again, the halacha is yamlena shemen, fill up the loig shemen again, and v'yachs v'yitna mehenet behinus l'achem matan sheva, then sprinkled from that oil towards the kachay kachim, and then afterwards put the shemen on the part of the body of the mitzvah where we have to put it. But ask the Gemara, v'amrit, if we're learning now that there's a new concept of Eim Chusus Malabai B'yoyim, as long as you did it today, the fact that something was done before or after, so because it's still within the same day, So why do we have to repeat Amay Yachzav V'Yitain? Why do we have to repeat My David Ovid? Why don't we say that whatever he did should be, whatever he did should be considered acceptable? Answers the Gemara Amra Papa Shani Hilchos Metzora. This question isn't a legitimate question, because what says the Gemara, when we speak about Hilchos Metzora, the Ksibei, the Pasuk used the word Havaya. The Pasuk says, V'im Zois Tia Taras Metzora. What does the Torah mean to say by the word Zois Tia Taras Metzora? Tia Bavyosatei. The Torah wants to teach us that the exact order, the way the Torah tells us to do it, it's absolutely necessary, and we can't deviate. And if you did deviate, then it's not going to be acceptable. So I saw that the Satmar Rebbe in the Sefer Divrei Yoel explains why over here, on one hand, the Gemara is teaching us that as long as it's something that's going to be done today, the order in which it's done is not that significant. And all of a sudden, now we're learning how it is so significant. So he explains that from the Torah, the whole point of being Metzora, the whole reason we know why Chazal teach us an individual becomes a Metzora, is because he didn't act the way he was supposed to act. And what is the whole procedure of being a Metzora, and then after being a Metzora, the Taras Metzora, is to teach him to do tshuva. Part of doing tshuva is following, he explains, is following rules. When does a person do Averis? When it's a person who feels that the rules don't speak to him, and therefore he could do whatever he wants. So the Torah Kedoshah says, Zois Tia Taras Metzora. If a Metzora wants to do what's right, he has to learn to follow rules. And if he didn't follow rules, then if he doesn't know how to follow rules, then he hasn't accomplished everything that the Torah wanted to teach him about being a Metzora is not being accomplished. And that's why the Torah says, Zois Tia Bavyosatahe, it's so critical that he should follow the proper orders. Masra Papa. Says the Gemara, another question. Higdim, if the Kayin, as we said before, the Metzora has to bring a number of kabbanos. He has to bring an Osh Mechatas V'Oila. And as we described quite significantly, the Oshim comes first. What would be the halacha if he didn't follow the rules there either? Hegdem chatos l'Oshim. He brought the chatos before the Oshim. Is the halacha l'yachim amaris b'damai? We know that the carbon, the blood that was used for Zrik, the blood that's going to be used for Zrik Saddam, is not allowed to coagulate. So many times when we have the dam available before we could do the Zrikas Adam, we have another kohen stirring the dam to prevent it from congealing. Here, that's not going to work. Ella tuvit zerasai. We have to wait to let it become possible till tomorrow. Why do we wait that way? If the halacha is that it's possible, so then we should right away pour it out. So the Rishonim explained that the definition of tuvit zerasa always means that we should wait for tomorrow. Because by waiting till tomorrow, certainly the dam is possible. Because as we learned quite extensively in Masechta Zvachim, that whenever you have lon, whenever it's left past the right time, it becomes possible. When somebody's going to see us pouring out this dam, they're not going to see and realize why that's being done. Only in a case where we have, as we are discussing, the leaving the dam till tomorrow, everybody by seeing us leaving the dam tomorrow realizes and recognizes that this dam is possible and will appreciate and not have a question how it's being poured out. And then Taitzil Beis Sreifa. Says the Gemara, so what do we see from here? That again, even though this carbon is going to be brought today, it doesn't make a difference. If it was done improperly, it should be thrown away. Ask the Gemara, what's the question? Amaika Masra Papa. What is the base of Rapapa's question? Didn't Rapapa just teach us for a papa who the Amma Shani Hilchis Mitzayra the Ksivna Bahavaya. That by Mitzayra, the Torah says Havaya, that you have to follow the direction of the Torah. And if you didn't, then it's disqualified. Says the Gemara, Papa Achakar Kashalai. Says the Gemara, the question that bothered Rav Papa is, Ayma Hani Mila Avoida, when does the Torah say the Halacha Avoida? By the Avoida within a carbon. As we said before, that instead of doing the oil towards the Kachay Kachim, and then putting it on the body of the Mitzayra, you reverse the order. But here, what are we speaking about? That you did the Shechita on the carbon, Chatas before the Shechita on the carbon, Asham. And we know that the Halacha presumably is the Shechita Lav Avoida, that the Shechita is not considered an Avoida, because the Halacha is that a Zor could do the Shechita. And if we're learning that if it's all within one day, there's no problem with Chosuz Man, so now the Gemara says, we have a very simple question. Let somebody else, if the Chatas was slaughtered before the Asham, which certainly should not have happened, but if it did happen, instead of just disposing that carbon Chatas, let somebody stir the dam of the carbon Chatas, and then bring the Asham, and then bring the Chatas instead of disposing it. Elamar Papa, says the Gemara, we go back to the beginning. Even though it's going to be acceptable today, there is no concept of Ein Mechusus Malabai B'Yoyim. So if that's the question, if that's the case, we go back to the beginning. How, when the carbon Mechus Oimer was not brought properly, can it be used? El Shloi Olol V'Alm Shem Chayv, we just don't get credit. Why is this not considered a problem because of Mashki Yisrael? Says the Gemara, Hanat Tam Derish Lakish, the Kesava, he holds that Heir Mizruch Matar, that as soon as the sun comes up in the morning, the Chadosh is already Mutter. So we don't need the carbon to make it that it's not Mashki, that it's Mashki Yisrael. It's already Mashki Yisrael as soon as the day began. Rav Yochanan Shlokish Tamri Tavayu, I feel Bezman Shabes Minish Kayim. Certainly Bezman Azeh, where we don't have the Karbonis, but I feel Bezman Shabes Minish Kayim, and we are bringing the carbon oimer. The halacha is hair and mizrach. As soon as the day begins, the halacha is that it's mutter, that you're allowed to eat the chadosh is mutter. So many mefarshim ask that we know that the Gemara says, we're going to learn it later in this mesechta, that the halacha is that we don't eat chadosh until after the carbon. So how can we say that hey, Yoim, it's not a problem, Mashki Yisrael. So the Shagas Aryeh says that the halacha, that we don't eat from the Chadosh until after the carbon is brought, is a mitzvah to say. And when we say something is a violation of Mashki Yisrael, that's only when it's a mitzvah, when it's also because of a lav. If something is not also because of a lav, there is no problem of Mashki Yisrael, which would be relevant to the discussion that we had earlier about if you have wine, liquid, that was left revealed, that we're not allowed to eat, would it be usur to be put on the Mizbeach? Since there's no lav involved in consuming that, so maybe there wouldn't be a problem of Mashki Yisrael. The Shalos HaTshuvos on Yontif says a very interesting way of understanding this Gemara. He says, indeed, the halacha is that we're not allowed to eat the chadosh until the carbon oim is brought. Having said that, we also just learned that Heira Mizrach, as soon as the day begins, mutter. So he wants to suggest that there are two isurim when we think about the isra of chadosh. There's the isra cheftza and the isra gavra. And he wants to suggest that the isra cheftza, that chadosh is a cheftza of isra, is until the second day of Pesach in the morning. But there's an Issa Gavra that remains on this food until the carbon is brought. But for something to be also because of Mashki Yisrael, he suggests, it's only also because of Mashki Yisrael when there's an Issa Cheftz on the food. And that's why our Gemara is most understandable. Because once the Heira Mizrach comes, there's no longer an Issa Cheftz on the food. And since there's no longer an Issa Cheftz on this food, bringing it is not a violation of a Mashki Yisrael. Says the Gemara, This that we just learned. So most Rishonim explained that we're going back to the concept that Reish Lakish said that Heira Mizuch Matir, that's what the Gemara wants to see and say from where do we know this halacha. I did see that there are Mefarshim that say that this is going back to the whole subject that we're discussing in the Shir today about the Karban Omer that was brought Shloi Lishma. But again, we're going to learn this halacha of Heira Mizuch Matir. Hadar Reish Lakish Shlab Beferi Shitmer. There is no explicit place that where Reish Lakish said it. Al Mechol Itmer. It was something that we could extrapolate based on something that he said. The Tanan, the Mishnah says, Eim Evin Menachas, we're not allowed to bring Karban Mincha or Bikurim or Minchas, the Minchas Behema, the Karban Mincha that's brought with all, Minchas Nesachim that brought with all Karbanis, Kainim Oimer. Before the Karban Oimer is brought, for Mehevi, and if somebody did pasul, Kaidim L'shtei Alechem, the halach is that the Chadosh becomes mutter for us, for Hejaitim, on the second day of Pesach, as we're learning at the beginning of the day, at the Karban, end of the day. But in the Beis HaMikdash, you can't bring a Karban from the Chadosh before the Shtei Alechem are brought on Shuas. Kaidim L'shtei Alechem Lo Yavi, in Hevi, but let's say somebody did bring a carbon from the Chadash before the Shtei Alechem was brought on Shavuos, Kasher. V'amar v'yisuk amar Reish Lakish, lo shanu. This that we learned that you can't, if you brought a carbon from the Chadash, the carbon is pasul. It's only b'arba esso b'chamish esso. On the 14th or 15th day of Nisan, when the Chadash has not yet become mutter. Abba shisha esso. On the 16th day of Nisan, the second day of Pesach, and Hevi Kosher. What do we see from here? If you brought it and the carbon Omer wasn't yet brought, why would it be mutter? Obviously, we could extrapolate from here because when it comes to the second day of Pesach, Kosovah Heir Ezruch Matir, as soon as the day begins, it becomes mutter. For Rav Amar, Michas Haimish comes to Shloi Lishma Kshera. The halacha is that if a Karban Mincha was brought Shloi Lishma, it's kosher. Shiara Nachalim, and he takes it even a step further. The halacha is that you could eat, the Kohanim eat the rest of that Karban Mincha as they do by all Karban Minchas. We don't even have to bring another Minchas Omer. More, She'ein Machshava Me'elis, because why? Because this Machshava Shloi Lishma is only concerned El B'misha La'avayda, he introduces that a machshava shloi lishma is only concerned under certain limited situations. And Rav explains what he just said. If a kohen did the avoida, which of course a kohen is b'amum, is not allowed to do the avoida, the halacha Rav teaches this is, and he had a machshavas pigel, and we've learned many times the halacha is that a carbon that's brought when a machshavas pigel becomes pasul. Here, if the kohen is a person who's a bamum, so he shouldn't don the avoida, his machshava doesn't have the ability to make the carbon pasul. But davar royal avoida, filke michas oimer, machshavas shloi lishma doesn't disqualify the michas oimer. The leichazia, the chiddushu. He says that this carbon mincha Omer is not like all other carbon mincha. The purpose of this carbon mincha is to make the chadash mutter, and it's also brought from barley. We know that a carbon mincha is always brought from wheat, so you can't bring any questions from the carbon mincha Omer. So, of course, the Mefarshim asked the question that the minchas kanos that the Saita brings comes from barley as well. So what does the Gemara mean to say Chiddushu? It's the only time a carbon is brought from barley. So some suggest that it's not the same barley that's used for the Michas Saita as is used for the Michas Omer. Michas Omer, they use fine barley flour. For the Michas Saita, they used coarse flour. So it's not the same. So that keeps the Michas Omer as a chiddush. One teretz that I saw. The other teretz that I saw in the Rishonim is that the purpose of the Karban Mincha Michas Haimer is very different from the carbon of Michas Chatos, of Michas Kanos. Michas Kanos, as we've learned in other times, the purpose of that carbon is Levarer Oven, to determine if the woman did an Aveira. This is not to determine if the person did an Aveira. The purpose of this carbon is to make us be able to eat Chadosh. So each carbon serves a very different, unique purpose, and therefore it's considered a chiddush. It's a unique type of carbon. B'makom haroi l'avoda, a machshava is only concerned b'makom haroi l'avoda, l'fuki nifka mezbeach. The pasuk says, v'shevacht olav asoy l'sechab, and the Gemara teaches us, that we learn from the word v'olav, that the mezbeach has to be complete. And if the mezbeach is not complete, then anything that happens is meaningless. Tana Rabbanan, the pasuk says in the parasha of the carbon oila, says the pasuk, Adam ki yakim mekem karmen merahema menabak menatzoin, takrivu es kabanchem. Shoimer, says the brisa, the pasuk says, im oila kabana menabakar lamata. So the Torah already says, shein tam aloyim menabakar, it wasn't necessary to say menabakar because it already says menabakar. El lohaitzi satrefa, what we learn from here is that animal that's a trefa cannot be used as a carbon. Ask the Gemara, ask the Braisa, why do we need a pasuk to that? Veloy din, who we can learn it logically, or ma ba mum, shimataris lahedjit, an animal which is a ba mum, which is not non-kosher, it's just a ba mum. Asur l'gvaya cannot be used as a carbon. Trefa shasur lahedjit, a trefa which may not be eaten to a hedjit, ain't a din shasur l'gvaya. And therefore, why do we need the question, why do we have a question, why do we need a pasuk to teach us that you can't use a trefa? Answers the Gemara, because chel v'dam yichichu, shesum lahedit, we of course may not eat chel v'dam, but they're put on the mizbeach. So we see they don't necessarily travel together. Says the Gemara, mal chel v'dam, you can't bring a rye from chel v'dam, shekein bar mechlal heter. The chel that's put on the mizbeach comes from an animal that is a good animal. Those are the parts that are problematic. Versus when we speak about a trefa, time of a trefa, when we speak about a trefa, shakula asura, the entire animal is asur. Therefore, it's obvious that it cannot be used as a carbon. Says the Malika, we'll bring a rifle Malika. Shakula isur, the surla hedjit. If somebody, as we've said many times, were to kill a bird with Malika, the bird would be an avela. So the same thing, perhaps, is by a trefa, that even though a hedjit may not eat the trefa, that doesn't necessarily have any bearing on the mizbeach. Says the Gemara, you can't bring a rye from Malika. Ma'ala Malika shken kedusha sarta. The Malika makes the carbon, makes the bird into a carbon. And that's what makes it also to an avela for us. When we speak about a trefa doesn't, the fact that it's a trefa doesn't make it kadosh. She'en kedusha so sarta. We don't say because it's a trefa it's going to be kadosh, and if it's not a trefa it's not kadosh. V'meshafta, says the Gemara, but if you're going to try to refute this kal v'chaymer, k'shoyim menabaka lamata, when the Torah says the word menabaka, again, she'en tam alaymer, as we said at the beginning of this brisa, which those words are superfluous, we learn from here, like it's a trefa. Says the Mamayim Meshafta, what would you have wanted to say to refute it? Says the Gemara Simon, Rikiach Marada Lashisha. Lashishia. Amar Rav, Shem Diklamay Mimichas Oimer Techiach. We're going to bring a Rav from Mimichas Oimer. Sher Sur Lahedjit, as we started the Shia today, when you bring the Mimichas Oimer, a Hedjit may not have it because it's Chodosh, and with Teres Lagvaya. Says the Gemara, you can't bring a Rav from that. Ma'ala Mimichas Oimer, she came at Teres. The Michas Oimer takes off the Issa Chadash. So you can't say it's Osset the Hedjit. On the contrary, it becomes Mutter to the Hedjit. Says the Gemara, what I meant to say was the Michas Oimer in the Shemitah year. The halacha is that the Michas Oimer in the Shemitah year doesn't make it Mutter to Hedjit. We're not allowed to have Chadash that grows in the Shemitah year. We can't say that the Chadash makes it Mutter. And therefore, we could say that you can't bring a rye from the Michas Oimer because it's matter for the Mizbeach and it's not matter for Hedjaitis. Says the Gemara, Shvius Nami. Shvius also the Mechus Haimer does accomplish. Shemater Svichim. Anything that grows by itself during the Shemitah year, now will be able, and it's Chadosh, will be mutter to head Yoitim through the carbon Haimer. So the Gemara, this price fouls the opinion of Bekiva Domus Svichna Srubishvius. That anything that grows by itself, but the rice will not allow to consume in the Shemitah year. So the Mechus Haimer in the Shemitah year is not matter anything. So we see that even though we had Joitim can't eat from this Chadosh, from Mechus Haimer, but it's Mutter Legvaya. So we could say the same thing by Trefa, that even though a Hedjit may not have a Trefa, maybe it could be used for the Mizbeach. That's why we need Menabokar to tell us that you can't use a Trefa for a carbon. Even according to Rekiva, that Tzvichim Asar, Malam Echzonayim Shekem Ataris Chodesh B'chutzlaritz. Chutzlaritz, there's no Shemitah. But there is Chodesh. So if there is Chodesh in Shemitah, it is Chodesh in Chutzlaritz. So the Mechus Haimer in the Shemitah year also allows us to be able to eat the Chodesh. So we can't learn from it for the other Kabbonis, which even a head you can't eat, like a treifa. And even if we follow the opinion that chodesh and chutzlarts is not also midraisa, she came ba lahat the lav shebetoichai. The halach is by bringing the kaimitz of the mechus haimer, we can eat the shirayim of the chodesh. Amalei rach medifta ravini yachi. If the mechus haimer in the shmiti year is brought, even though it doesn't accomplish anything for the hedjit, because it itself now is mutter for the kahanim, treifa nami takrif, why can't we bring a treifa on the mizbeach? The tata alav shmetoichai, the lav that we may not eat a treifa, will teach us that lav doesn't apply by a carbon. Says the Gemara, Ella, says the Gemara, if we want to ask a question, why we can't bring a rai from the Mechus Haimer to treifa prik haichi. Mala Mechus Haimer shekem et svas b'kach. The Torah tells us explicitly to bring a carbon Mechus Haimer, as we said at the beginning of Shir, from the Chadosh. The Torah never told us to bring a carbon that's treifa. So we can't learn from the Mechus Haimer where the Torah told us to bring a carbon that's Chadosh, to the halacha of Michas of Trefa, we, even if we would say that the Trefa is, even if we're going to say that Trefa is different, the Trefa could be you, the Trefa is Asr, of course it's Asr. If a Hedja can't have it, the Mizbeach can't have it, and therefore we're back to our question, why do we need a Pasuk to teach us that Trefa cannot be brought as a carbon?